Made by nature and refined by the very essence of human life, we'll meet with the traditional sounds of Korean history. Eternal Harmony. Performing arts director Beat Gordon was quoted as saying that the core of this music was in its beat and rhythm, and the rhythm was impossible to gauge with a metronome. Wolfgang Puschnigg of the European jazz group Red Sun was also quoted as saying that this particular type of music has broken the barriers of traditional music and has established itself as music that the whole world can relate to. What has got the world-renowned artists and performers talking and so intrigued? Well, it is the music that we're about to introduce today, called the Samurnori, or traditional percussion quartet. This is Samurnori. Samurnori was derived from a Korean traditional percussion music called Pungmul, which was played for the enjoyment and amusement of people in their everyday lives. Each region in the country has music with its own unique sound, and Samurnori has endeavored to capture and blend those sounds together. Samurnori is performed by using four percussion instruments, the buk, janggu, jing, and gwenggari, and although limited in its ability to produce a range of tones, an extensive variety of music can be produced by altering the pace and loudness of the music. Because it is not bound by a melody, many performers perform music made on the spot, according to the atmosphere and mood of the audience, which is an aspect that many people love. The buk, as you know, is a barrel drum made with wood and leather. The janggu, a drum shaped like an hourglass with the leather covering the two ends different in thickness, is one of the most widely used Korean traditional instruments, perhaps due to the fact that beginners can easily pick up on the technique. The jing is another instrument that cannot be left out of a Samurnori performance. It is made with brass, and its characteristic is that its sound is loud and piercing, yet strangely mellow. The gwenggari is also made with brass and is about half the size of a jing. It was given the name gwenggari as people said it made a sound which to their ears sounded like gweng, gweng. The name Samurnori was officially recognized in 1978 through a traditional arts performer, Kim Deok-soo. He gained popularity through his crossover music and performances, which blended the sounds of Samurnori with jazz, hip-hop, and classical music. Let's listen to Kim Deok-soo's Samurnori group with Red Sun playing Deungdeokhung, or Dance of Devotion. Eternal Harmony, a place where you get to meet the beauty of Korean sounds. Next time, we'll meet with a popular folk song of Korea, Arirang. Hope you can join us.